Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
And let's bring in Paul Alexander. Join us for a few minutes. One of my favorite people on the planet. Sir, great to have you with us. And by the way, a belated happy birthday to your beautiful wife.
Oh, well, thank you for all of that, except for that that radio replay. I guess it was a TV replay. That'll haunt Penguin fans for a long time because, you know, the future with the, you know, the three longest tenured teammates in NHL history, with Crosby, Malkin, and Letang, no word on whether or not, you know, that the band's going to be kept together. So that was a tough one. You know, the NHL, as much as I love hockey, and I do love hockey, I really don't like the NHL very much. If they would just act like the most prominent and powerful sports league in the world, my apologies to all those soccer, you know, configurations, the NFL gets it. They protect their stars. You know, hits to the head became a problem. They were eliminated. They were fined heavily, and they basically, you know, disappeared. And then you hit Tom Brady with a low hit, all of a sudden that's a penalty and that's finable and that's going to protect your quarterbacks even more. You hit Sidney Crosby in the head as much as you would like, or you elbow, you know, Jake Guentzel, it's not even penalized, let alone, you know, found to be something that could be, you know, a suspended offense or anything of the such. So if you look at this series, there's a lot of things you can break down. Goaltending mismatch was ridiculous when you have Louis Domingue going against Shesterkin. That's just not fair on any track. But still, if the NHL would have just taken care of business and you have Sidney Crosby for, you know, a longer period of time, if you have him in games 5 and 6, I think it's very much a Penguin series to advance to the second round.
Well, not only that, but Miller last night, I mean, he took a clear shot to Crosby's head around the goal, and you know the shot I'm talking about.
Exactly.
That's the kind of thing that is a penalty, and if you're looking to protect the game, especially on national TV, you make that call, and they didn't make the call. And, of course, Crosby never complains.
No, I mean, he learned the hard way. In fact, it was the great Edzo that we heard on the call. You know, he was Sid's first NHL head coach, and Edzo was very stern and very strict with him about, you got to quit crying. Officiating is only going to get worse the more you mouth off. So Edzo was very, very strong on that end of things, and I think that helped quite a bit. But here's what's ironic. The only time the NHL cares about head injuries is when your helmet comes off. Yeah. You have to immediately skate to the bench, which is probably one of the more ridiculous things. You know, the NHL can be very ridiculous. That stands out as something very, very ridiculous.
Yeah, and it happened, and Marino played a really good series. Now, he's not the one that had to skate off. Pedersen did. But Marino played a really good series.
He played pretty strong as well.
Yeah, last night was not one of them. Neither one of them, especially Marino, for some odd reason, didn't play well, because I thought Jari played great.
He did, for coming, you know, a broken foot. Now, we don't know what bone it was, or, you know, if it was any kind of, you know, weight-bearing bone or whatever it was, but he didn't play, you know, for a good bit of time and wasn't even on skates. He had his leg in a boot for the first 3 or 4 days of the injury. So, yeah, to be in that state of conditioning, that state of rustiness, he was not the problem. And actually, goaltending wasn't the problem either. It really wasn't.
No.
I mean, it was a mismatch, certainly, but when you have a 3-1 lead, with or without Sid, you just kind of find a way to scratch out one more win. And you had leads in every game. You had leads in all 3 of the games that you needed to get that 4th win. You find a way. And the Penguins have been very stubborn and somewhat arrogant in that they think the league will adjust to them, Steve. And the playoffs are going to be a lot more physical. Things aren't going to be called. Playoffs aren't going to, you know, power plays aren't going to determine the outcome. So they just continue. Like, this is now the 4th straight year where they think the league's going to change. And they've been eliminated in the first round for 4 straight years because the league is not going to change.
No,
it's
not.
Now, in 16 and 17, they were the fastest team in the NHL. You can't hit what you can't catch. They're not that team anymore. And they have zero physicality. Zero. They're a soft team. And you take Dumoulin out of the mix, which was really a huge factor.
Yeah, I agree.
They're really pretty lame on the blue line. I mean, they have talent in Letang and Matheson, great skating, but they don't have any toughness. They don't have any, you know, guys that if you put your head down for a second, you're going to pay for it. They don't have those guys. You need them in the postseason.
If you're going to guess now, the old Bill Walsh saying when he was talking to Randy Cross said, "I think you've got five more years left in the league, but only two of them are really good. I only want the really good ones." They're kind of at that point with Malkin, Letang, and then to a point, Rust, who's 30. How do you think it plays out?
It's going to be very interesting. I think Rust is going to get money that the Penguins aren't going to match, and that'll be unfortunate because he's a gamer. I mean, he is a big-time clutch performer, and I think he had a fantastic year that's going to earn him the money the Penguins can't afford. I think Gino will take a significant discount. He's already said many times, I have more than enough money. He's not one of those guys that's going to go to the highest bidder. Letang is still that guy. The quarterback's your power play, is the absolute defender on the penalty kill, and will put up minutes that'll blow your mind, 28 to 30 minutes every game.
Yeah.
If someone offers him 3 or 4 years at a pretty big number, he's going to probably go, and it probably will be Montreal, his hometown.
Yeah. And guess what? They got the cash to do it.
I don't blame him. He doesn't know the Penguins a discount.
No, and Montreal is desperate, Paul. They need to get some credibility back with their fans, along with the first overall pick in the draft.
Yeah, and I think Chris brings that, and he is such a great human being, the hardest worker you'll ever find. Yes, he infuriates you with some of the chances that he takes, some of the giveaways, but he more than makes up for that with all the positive impact that he has.
Well, you just described yourself, great human being and positive impact. My friend, it's always a pleasure.
Well, Steve, it is a great pleasure to be with you. My son Sam is actually going to be a cheerleader for the Nittany Lions next year, so hopefully he'll be up for a lot more games.
I can't wait to see you, and
great
congrats
stuff,
to Sam.
Right?
That's awesome, isn't it? It's great.
It is. I can't wait. Steve, thanks so much. Always a pleasure.